Hey everyone, welcome back to New York Girl Talk.
Welcome back, you guys. I'm
Hello,
glad
hello.
to have another week to talk with you guys. Sarah, how's your week been?
Gosh, it was really long actually. I think like now it's
Yes.
like the final stretch of the
I
semester,
know. No pun
which
intended with
I know
finals.
literally it's like good, but it's also just like kind of stressful. Like I feel like everyone is in this kind of weird headspace, but
Yeah, I agree.
It's okay. I feel like everyone's looking forward to the finish line and just like talking with friends and like everyone kind of being excited about the end of the semester has kind of like lifted my spirits.
Yeah.
One thing that like I guess I had mentioned to you a little bit was how like I was feeling kind of drained this week, and part of that I think was because I started thinking about how like the semester has been for me. And I think a really huge chunk of it that I did not realize until probably just recently is that like I'm consistently like putting out a lot of energy into different places in my
Yeah.
life in terms of like work or like my internship or school or a youth group. And like I don't think I'm necessarily getting a lot of that energy back because I don't have super meaningful friendships in person right now.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like cl those close friendships, in terms of close in proximity as well.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of takes a toll on me because I am like searching for that energy like 24/7. And I think that can get really draining. Like one thing I was talking to my mom about is like right now, I don't know why I've been getting so freaking bored when I'm driving alone. Like I'm literally starting to go out of my mind driving alone. And I'm like,
That's hilarious.
that's another scenario when I'm like searching for energy. I'm like, I need someone to talk to. I need to like, be stimulated in some way.
Yeah.
And like by other people, because like it's different when like you're doing math and you're like stimulated, and it's different when you're
Yeah.
like stimulated by other people.
Yeah.
So one thing that I was like noticing in my habits was like, I guess me kind of resorting to like social media, and like we had talked about this a little bit, like
Yeah.
how social media is like the place where you're getting like all of this sensory information and just like it kind of an emotional overload as well. Like if you're on TikTok and like you're getting the inside scoop of so many people's lives and everything,
Yeah.
like it can kind of be a lot. And like for me, it's like I had to like train my brain to like not touch the TikTok app like with my finger on my phone, 'cause I'd just like naturally be clicking stuff and like always click
Yeah.
TikTok and then just be
Yeah.
on there for like 4 hours straight,
I know. It really is like so addicting. I feel like everyone says that. But no, Sarah and I had like a really good conversation over the weekend. Like we were both finding ourselves really drained. And then we were like, oh my gosh, like this is something that would be so good to talk about because I bet a lot of people are also experiencing this. And it's just really like along with, because we were talking, so basically I'd seen a TikTok that was like, I was scrolling and I was like feeling really drained and everything Sarah just talked about. And I'd seen this TikTok and it was like, hey, if you're feeling like drained or like overwhelmed, or like if you're like empathetic, if you're feeling like drained of your empathy, that's normal. And then I like was like, oh, that's really interesting. The person would say that. And I kept on reading. And they were like, if you're on TikTok or like Instagram, but mostly TikTok, honestly, you're seeing people's drama. You're seeing their generational trauma. You're seeing like, because people post such personal things. And I'm not saying that's bad, but it's just like along with the amazing thing that our generation brings to the table of like being so transparent and so honest, which I love. There's also the somewhat like negative in some situations side of that coin where it's like, okay, hey, it's not wrong to be posting that. But like, number one, does everyone need to know that? And number two, as consumers, we need to be careful, like, how much of other people's personal lives we're consuming. Because if we don't know them personally, especially if you're very empathetic, like that can be very draining to be like, oh my gosh, this person's like, I don't know, Sarah, if you see these too, but like people will post like, oh my gosh, like my wife died of cancer. And it's like a slideshow of everything, all these pictures of them together. And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh, I'm depressed for the rest of the day. Like that's amazing that they posted that like in honor of that person and like everything. But it's like, wait, like I can't see 10 of those in a row. Like now I'm depressed, you know?
Yeah. And it's a lot. Like, I feel like the other thing we were talking about is like how like we're personally not people who like share a ton on social media just 'cause like we find that uncomfortable, you know? And like, you know, it is fine to be posting everything if that's what you prefer, but I think also like we could go into the more like basic over talked about side of things where it's like, oh, people share too much on social media and like they don't share enough, you know, in intimately, you know. And there's all of that, but I feel like I also think about how exhausting it could be to like be putting out all that information. Like I think for some people it's like definitely a coping me mechanism. For me it's like I'm on the other side of that and that's a coping mechanism for me because it's like I can see your life and like you know, so many people on like TikTok when they see like story times or whatever, I always scroll through the comments and people are like, oh, like it feels like we're on a FaceTime call right now. And
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I always think about that. And I'm like, I literally, that's probably why I like those so much. Like, I love
Yeah.
sitting there and like watching people talk about something because it feels like we're friends and it feels like I'm like
Yeah.
on this FaceTime call with you. But then I scroll to the next one and oh, it's a different FaceTime call now. And I'm like, at some point, at least for me, like I will end up closing the app because I'm like, okay, like I'm done because it's
Yeah.
so much information. But like it is it I feel like there may not even be a way to like know when you've gotten enough, you know, like
Yeah.
when you've reached the point where it's like, oh, I've gotten enough energy, it's good. Because you keep on scrolling and then you get overwhelmed by this. And like I had never even thought that like maybe I was overwhelmed by the information that I was getting from TikTok until you had mentioned it. Because sometimes, like I was telling you, like sometimes I'll be scrolling and then I'll be like, whoa, this is so much like information. Like maybe I like don't need all this information. But I never thought that like that could contribute to me feeling bad.
Yeah, I know. And it's like so weird because it's like, I think part of the reason TikTok is so addicting, I could go into the actual psychological reason of like, oh, the videos are a certain like time limit or whatever,
Yeah.
like all that. But like, honestly, like you can go from like a really cool, like rhythmic, like dance or something to like someone trauma dumping to like a like really educational video all in like 10 seconds if you're just like scrolling. So I think like this might sound kind of weird, but I think Sarah will get what I'm saying. Like it's almost like a little bit like it's like whiplash a little bit. Like you shouldn't be seeing like to, like it's just like your brain's in so many like I think that might contribute to the exhaustion. Like your brain's like trying to be in 10 places at once and seeing all these things that interact with different parts of your brain like at the same time. And like it just it's a lot. And I think we
Yeah.
don't acknowledge that enough.
It's so interesting that you say whiplash because I was thinking like a lot of people in Houston talk about how like the weather is so unnatural because
Same in Kansas City.
it'll be like 40 degrees one day, at least like in the fall and the winter, it'll be 40 degrees and then it'll be 70 degrees and then it'll be 50 degrees and then it'll be 80 degrees. And it's like not natural at all, but like that's exact like I'm making that same comparison to like TikTok where like you know, hearing someone talk about something really great that happened to them, and then the next one is like someone
Oh yeah, you're
sobbing
right.
because their boyfriend broke up with them. And like it's so much and it's unnatural because that's not how a normal like series of socialization goes. Like that's not how a conversation goes. You're not yelling at someone and then laughing with them. And like it's the same thing where like the weather, we're like what even is that weather? Like you're not supposed it's not supposed to be cold and then really hot in the same week, you know? And so that's why I feel like that's the same kind of whiplash where like it's like cold and then it's hot. And like emotionally it's like it's cold and then it's hot because you're like being empathetic and you're like sad with this person and then you scroll, like you literally move your finger like a centimeter and suddenly you're like super happy with someone else. And like honestly, like I wonder if that alters our brain chemistry. Like that would be kind of crazy.
And again, especially for people who are just more inclined to like put themselves in other people's shoes, because people are different. Like, you can be a kind person and like still not be like super, super empathetic and then, you know, same goes for someone who can be like, okay, you're like still a decent person stuff, and you're just like, for whatever reason, really inclined to be empathetic. And of course you can grow that skill set and, you know, the growth mindset, you know, you can always improve those traits. But like, it's especially exhausting. Like, I'm someone who always is thinking about, oh, how would I feel if I was that person? Or so, especially if it's something negative, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what if like someone in my family died or what? Like, it, and I take it to like this extreme, and it's like, wait, like, this is a random person I've never met. Like, I'm so sorry that happened to them, but like, why am I like making these worst case scenarios in my head or comparing myself or all of that stuff? And also, this is kind of a side note, but for anyone, any of our younger listeners out there, I don't know the exact age range of you guys, privacy is very valuable. And we're not saying don't post stuff. Like, Sarah and I post like when we travel, like all of that. Like, we're not saying never post, but like, be careful about like the amount of personal stories and personal pictures or whatever that you're putting out there. Because I promise you, number one, for your own dignity, and number two, companies check that stuff 100% when you're going to get a job. So just be careful. That's all I'll say.
I know another thing is like, I was thinking about how we often go on social media, like literally in our free time. And so the fact that like, now I'm thinking from this whole new perspective, ever since you told me that like, what if we're not even actually ever getting a break? Because another thing, like, I'll talk about this now.
You're right.
I think I probably have mentioned this to you before, but like, I have this thing where like I have such intense anxiety, especially when it comes to like, I don't know, like school and like my career and my future and whatever, that like, I have this issue where like, when I am, last year when I was taking AP Chem and I was doing a bunch of math all at once, or like I was taking trig and I was doing a bunch of math all at once, and like, I would have a test coming up and I would be studying and doing practice problems for that test, and then I would go to sleep and I would dream about solving those problems all night long. And like, not even in just like, oh, casually, like, oh, like cosine and sine, it'd be like anxiety, like my heart would be racing and my mind would be racing, that like, oh my god, like I'm not getting the right answer. And like, you know, like in cartoons where like someone's solving a math problem and they have all these equations like going over the video. That's literally what my brain will be like when I'm sleeping. And so the same thing was happening this semester when I'm taking calc, and like it got to a point where like I would wake up and I'd be so tired. And like, this is a whole other like phenomena within itself that like I'm trying to get like a solution for, and I'm trying to get medicine for. But like, it's kind of the same thing where like, you are taking a break from like socializing with people, but you're being bombarded with all this information from other people. And like, at least for me, I think now that I realize it, I'm like, maybe my anxiety is worse because of that. Like, maybe my brain is racing, and maybe my social anxiety will be heightened because of that, because I'm seeing so many people. Like, literally, if you think about it, when you're scrolling on TikTok, you're seeing like 50 different people, and you're seeing how 50 different people are talking and interacting and thinking and behaving. And like, that is kind of crazy.
No, 100%. And this is, because it's like, we're in our free time. Like, why aren't we doing something that's like relaxing? And of course you can use social media to relax. Like, if you like have a funny TikTok that you're sending to like a friend, like, of course, like, we're not saying like it's always bad or anything, but like, a lot of the time, like Sarah said, our brain is gonna like keep going, and there is such polarizing, intense things, even like politics a lot are on TikTok, which can be mentally exhausting for some people to like listen to like certain issues going on and all of that. So yes, I totally agree. It's like, this is our free time. Like, we have such busy lives. Like, we got work, we got school, we got all this stuff. Like, why are we draining ourselves in our free time? So that's a great question. I never even thought of that until you just brought it up.
And so, like, for me, I think it's like, it's a little bit weird, like going back to that whole situation, like with math and like these different like problem solving situations, like that will be running through my head because all, like, I'm studying, and like I'm studying for hours at a time. So like, I have to do that. And like, you know, obviously it's a struggle that like I'm going to bed and I'm still thinking about all of that, and my brain is like racing. But like, that's something that I kind of have to do because I'm in school, and like, that's what my life is about right now. But I think when it comes to something that like we can control, like we can decide how to create a balance and how to make sure that we're taking in everything, I guess in like a paced manner and like, you know, all in good time and like not all at once. And I think honestly, like sometimes I'll notice when like I have a couple days where I'm like busy and I won't open TikTok like for a couple days at a time, maybe a couple weeks at a time, and then I'll open it and like it'll be like decent and like, you know, I'll scroll through and like I'll enjoy it a little bit more because I haven't been doing it like every single day, you know. And so I think sometimes I notice that and I'm like, oh, like it feels better that like I've had a break from this, you know.
And for sure.
It's just that, like, I think these are the apps that are, like, all the rage right now. And it's just really important to be able to find a balance and figure out, like, what is enough and what is too much.
For sure.
And, like, that's also going to depend on you, like, from person to person, you know? Like, it's not going to be the same for me as it is for you. But, like, it really comes back to like understanding yourself. Like, I think now that like we've had this conversation, like both of us can take a step back and be like, oh, like what should the timer on our TikTok app like be, you know, for each of us? And like how much is too much? And like at what point do we feel like, oh, I have enjoyed my time on this app and like I've gotten enough information and I'm done now? But like, what kind of steps do you think, like, like even I'm wondering for myself, like what kind of steps you take to get to that point where like you're able to know like how much your brain is like benefiting from that and how much is too much, you know?
And I mean, this seems super simple, but I think part of it is kind of just what prompted our conversation initially, like when your brain starts to feel tired. Like, again, it sounds too simple to be true, but like if you're getting anxious or you're getting tired, like, okay, like probably should shut it down. And something that I was going to say a few minutes ago, and I forgot to, so I'll say it now, is something at least that I think, so my specific age, like I got a phone when I was like early teens, right? But like when we were young, like phones were like just becoming smartphones, right? So like I would read books and all this stuff when I was a little kid. Like I had a very long attention span. And I feel like Sarah can relate to this too. Like I was not on electronics a lot as a kid. Like I was always reading, always doing school, always outside, like, right? Like always doing stuff. And then I got a phone and I realized, and I was in denial about this for so long, especially when I was younger. But when I turned like 16 or 17, I stopped reading as much. Like I would still read for school and stuff, but I'm not kidding you, I have bought books that I'm so excited about reading. And every single time I have 30 minutes of free time, I pick up my phone and go on Instagram or TikTok instead of picking up a book I spent money on that I've been wanting to read for a year. And like the fact that I don't have the attention span, like I do, like I can force myself, but like the fact that every single day consistently, it is more attractive to me to go like do that than like read a piece of literature, like genuinely is concerning to me. And of course it's something that I'm working on, but I was just like thinking about that. And like, even in my own head for my own life, I'm like, okay, like I need to set a time the next few days to spend 20 minutes reading. Like, even if I feel like so tempted to go on TikTok to just scroll, to see a 30 second video and not have to read this story that develops over 300 pages, you know, and actually have to be patient, like I'm going to do it. So I think also taking small steps like that, like something that maybe you did as a kid or like, you know, would be helpful for you. Maybe it's going to the gym, like maybe it's cooking or baking or something, or going on a walk, like whatever it is, take 10 minutes, 15 minutes where you would normally like just lay in your bed and be on your phone and do it. And guess what? You can do your 10 minutes of that thing and then go on your phone. Okay. But like start small. And I genuinely think you'll see a difference. And Sarah and I can do that. We'll try it for ourselves and check back in the next episode or next few episodes. But anyways, that's kind of my insight. What about you?
That is so true, actually. Like, now that I think about it, I we always talk about this. Like, I feel so much more fulfilled when I'm reading consistently, and when I'm reading books consistently, I develop a momentum. So like my friends will see it on Goodreads when I'm like marking off like 4 or 5 books in a row, like in a month, and like they know, like, oh, Sarah's back in her reading time. But like,
That's funny.
it was the same way for me. Like, I guess when I was growing up, it was still flip phones, and it was flip phones literally until like 2010. And like, it was nice. Like, I also spent my entire childhood in our backyard and like just playing. And it felt fresh and it felt healthy. And like, you know, we talked about that a couple months ago, like creating those habits, like going for a walk and just taking a break and disconnecting from stuff, because you know the reality is that you always have to be doing homework on your laptop and you're always talking to your friends on your phone, and like you can't disconnect from that unless you literally walk away, because these devices are also like you know transportable, so they can literally go with you. So you kind of have to pry yourself away from that. And like, I think your point is like prying yourself away but putting yourself in a better situation that you know is healthier for yourself. And like, for me, I think I usually try to like read before bed or when I wake up instead of using my phone. And again, that's like it's a hard habit to develop, I think, if you're not used to it. But like for me, I knew, okay, sometimes I hate holding a book when I'm laying down, so like let me put on an ebook on my phone, so maybe I can kind of trick my brain into thinking that I'm getting stimulation from social media when I'm actually reading an ebook on like the library app, you know?
That's a good tip.
So like that's one thing. And like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like so much healthier when like last winter I read The Goldfinch, which is literally like 800 pages long, more than 800 pages. And it's a beautiful book. It's very, very good. And I developed momentum in that book too, because like once I got hooked, I kept reading. And so that was another thing where like maybe you're not even reading the right thing if you're not feeling hooked on it, you know? And then the other thing is like you can end up feeling as satisfied with those healthier habits as you do with social media, as long as you have that same momentum that's stimulating your brain because it feels good. So I feel like there's so many things that like remind me of that, like in terms of maybe running, or like if you're into gym stuff, like go to the gym, like different things like that. Or like, I don't even know, like if you're into a sport, like I know for a long time, like I was into karate, I'm still into karate, and like just doing that and being dedicated to that, I feel like helped me because it helped me disconnect even more. And like, I like it when I'm disconnected and I feel so free, and like I just feel healthier because I know that my anxiety is decreased and I'm channeling that into something else. And I like that. And I think that's really helpful. Like, you can find your niche, you can find ways to, you know, occupy your time. Like for me, a lot of times it's like, oh, if I can like pack my schedule, then like I won't have time to be unproductive. And like, I think for me at least that works, because I know that like, you know, I'll be at my internship at this time, I'll be at work at this time, you know, I'll be doing school at this time, and I
Like
know
time blocking.
time blocking, and then I know that the free time that I do have is gonna be used in those productive ways where I'm, you know, interacting with my parents or interacting with my cousins or, you know, reading something or whatever. And like, I just think the more free time you allow yourself to have, and the less you have goals, I think the more room there is to be feeling unhealthier and allowing so much social media time into your life. So like, sometimes it takes reeling it in and recognizing what your goals are actually, and seeing like what helps you get there. Because for me, it's like I think reading is one of those things where like it helps you feel motivated to do school as well, and like maybe that's something that's even more productive for you, you know? So there's a lot of
For
ways to
sure.
look at it, I feel like.
ever since you said the karate thing, I'm remembering when in New York I went and trained at your dojo with you, and it was so much fun. Like, I remember doing that together
Yeah.
and that being such a fun experience. But yeah, no, honestly, like every single one of us, like we don't need to tell you, like Sarah said, you know your own, like you know what you do that helps you be relaxed. Like, we can't tell you that. I'm sure you know it. Like, there's something you enjoy: reading, knitting, cooking, running, lifting weights, like playing football, whatever it is, like you know, or spending time with family, board games. Like, I'm sure you know what you need to do. And so, yeah, I think even just taking, if it seems overwhelming to like go spend an hour at the gym, just small increments, taking a 10-minute walk, like whatever it is, just do something every day, even if it's a small amount of time where you would normally be scrolling on your phone, do something else. That's all, that's it, maybe. And then maybe that time grows and grows and grows, and you just got to find what you enjoy doing. But, and it, we bet that you'll feel a little more fulfilled if you take that time away,
Yeah,
because
so
that's
true.
been helping.
I know. I literally, like, my brain is a little bit in shock now that, like, you shed so much light on this that I'm like, whoa. Like, maybe I have more control over my anxiety than I think, because I think a lot of that anxiety is
That's so
coming
true. That's so true.
from social media.
Yeah. No, and
So.
same here for like time management. I feel like I'm like, wait, like how much time do I actually spend on TikTok? Like, wait, like, maybe that's why I'm so overwhelmed with school, or maybe that's why I'm like, anyways, a lot of good thoughts. Sorry, Sarah, keep going.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was gonna say, you mentioning board games reminded me that I'm really looking forward to playing Catan with my sister and my cousins.
Yes.
And that game literally slaps. If you guys haven't played it, you have to, because it's a type of game that, like, you can get so encapsulated in that, like, you
Yeah.
can play it for literally 3 hours straight, and it is the most fun thing ever. And if you're playing with the right people, it's like incredible. So I know, Rach, you were saying that, like, you're gonna try to play that with your brother and your dad.
Yeah.
And what else are you looking forward to after finals? We can wrap up.
Oh gosh, well, my finals are like the next few weeks, but I would say my internship's ending, and we're doing like a fun little like holiday party together with like our mentors and our boss, and then we're also going out to a dinner on a different day, so that's like all in the next few weeks. So I'm really looking forward to those two events, and just I'm not
Nice.
looking forward to the internship ending, but yeah, so I'm really
I
excited for that.
know it can be so bittersweet, but I think that's also, like, this time of the year, like, right, we always talk about how bittersweet we get when our classes end. Like, we literally miss our classes so much because
Yeah.
we like school. But either way, I think it comes back to being mindful, understanding yourself, understanding your abilities, and, the capacity that you have for energy. And where to get productive energy from, and just kind of reflecting and, taking action based on that. So remember to leave any questions in the question box if you, like, I don't even know, if you want some guidance. We're all, like, going through this whole journey together, but I
Yeah,
think we're gonna check
exactly.
back. We're gonna check back about this and be, like, giving updates on, like, our
Yes.
anxiety and our mental states after
Yes, and
this.
give us yours too. Like, if you follow any of the tips, let us know.
Yeah,
But yeah, thank you
literally.
guys so much for listening.
I'm like actually shocked after this whole episode. I'm like, whoa, I'm gonna, like, create this whole game plan for myself now. Habit
Yeah,
building.
same here. Same here.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We're gonna wrap
Yes,
up now,
thanks,
but
guys.
catch us next time, next week.
Yes, bye, guys.
Bye.